So essentially what this boils down to in my brain is not so much a task feature, but an automation feature of ChatGPT. It's prompt scheduling. Some of the first automation, I think, that's being built directly into ChatGPT, which is what I think is so fascinating about this task tool. And now you can imagine what that would mean for other applications like social media management, for instance, or how much it would amplify these typical tasks, these repetitive tasks. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with another episode that is definitely going to end up being ranked in the top tier of episodes I am most excited to record and talk about with you tonight, because we get to talk about a brand new feature in one of our most talked about, obviously, and hopefully most utilized AI tools for many of you out there, ChatGPT. And I believe, as simple as the feature may be right now, or at least as it may seem, it is the first step in a huge journey that these LLMs and AI and software and all of us are about to take. But we will get to that. The news is that ChatGPT has announced the release and coming rollout of tasks within ChatGPT. So ChatGPT tasks. And again, on its face, sounds pretty simple. And I think it's probably a pretty superficial feature right now, but I think there is a great deal of potential for how the feature grows within the ChatGPT user experience and just in general use cases as well. I mean, imagine if in the same ChatGPT interface that you've been working in, you had a built-out task management tool that was tapped directly into OpenAI's latest model. If I were the Asanas or the Monday.coms or the ClickUps or any other task management software out there, my ears would have definitely pricked up a little bit at this announcement. And we've talked about this before, the idea that when and if these LLMs, whether it's ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or xAI's Grok, become so comprehensive in their capabilities and what they're able to do that they entirely replace a huge chunk of the SaaS marketplace. I 100% see that happening, and this is a perfect example, something that starts as a very simple task listing and notification, basically management feature, could eventually be a very significant part of the platform and user experience, especially when you think a little bit about what it could mean for the future of the tool when you expand on it a little bit. Okay, let's talk about one more thing that I think is particularly interesting about this task feature, and that it is a proactive feature within ChatGPT. And I think this is another thing that's really, again, interesting and intriguing and worth talking about, that in the coming months and years, what is it going to look like when these tools become more proactive, more autonomous, and these agents become more engaging, where they're reaching out to us. They are actually triggering us to take action when certain things happen instead of vice versa. I think that shift is also very much coming, and this is an example of that as well. This is one of the very first, in fact, I think the first feature within ChatGPT that proactively reaches out to you, unless you have set up a custom GPT or something like that to do something similar. And now that I think about it, there probably very likely is something, but native to ChatGPT anyway. Currently, you had to schedule the tasks, so you still have to start the whole process. But again, it's a tendency in that direction. Now, as of the recording of this podcast, my account does have the feature available, and that just occurred within the last hour or two or so. But apparently the rollout is taking place over the next few days. So if you are, like I was, anxiously waiting and trying not to hold your breath to get your hands on the task feature, it should be available very soon. So again, availability is somewhat limited. It could be anyway. You may or may not have access, but if you do, you'll be able to access the tasks by selecting a new model from that model picker. And we're going to take a look at the entire interface in a second here from that dropdown within ChatGPT. And it's called 4.0 with scheduled tasks, or 4.0 tasks. Then using that chat interface with natural language, you're going to be able to tell ChatGPT what you need done and when. And then you're going to be able to schedule these tasks across the web, your desktop, the mobile version, and get notifications about all your tasks as well. And notifications may be available on desktop, but apparently the task management is actually only available within the web client. So it looks like you're not going to be able to do the task management within the desktop app. Also worth mentioning, it looks like it is in fact limited to 10 active tasks during this beta period. Still, you can get some of your basic tasks logged into here and see what the AI has to offer as far as recommendations or additional value over your usual task management. I think 10 is a decent enough number to do some of that testing for sure. But as you will see shortly here, you're going to be able to access your task directly in your chat conversations. There is going to be a dedicated task section that you can navigate. Again, this is only on the web version of the tool currently. A couple other limitations that are worth mentioning before we check out the tool and talk about some use cases as well. Apparently, you cannot schedule tasks to run continuous background searches or make purchases automatically. Also, at this point, the advanced voice mode cannot be used to set tasks. So you can't just ask the voice mode if you're having a conversation to set a task, which is something that I think would be amazing. The more voice and natural vocal audio interaction and modality in these models, the better, in my opinion. But again, these are all things that I would imagine are going to be coming in the future, hopefully. And I can only imagine how that affects the future of these LLMs as they become more general assistants and software in general. Okay, let's rattle off a few general use cases real quick before we take a quick tour of this task feature. What I find so intriguing about this, that right now on its face, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of benefit to doing this here within the ChatGPT platform as opposed to another tool that you've been using, like the Asana or the Monday.com, that tool that accomplishes one of these automated tasks that you would be scheduling. But again, when you take all of these functions and features that are essentially these different tools have built in and you bring them all under the umbrella of one LLM or ChatGPT platform, for instance, and you have that incredible AI model behind the actual applications and features in that task management, it becomes really interesting. One great example that I pulled from a post on X, which is linked in the show notes, is just content and information curation. You can set a task for every morning to go out and scrape the internet, find the latest information on trending topics, whether that's AI, whether that's marketing or AI marketing. And that's what I've done for our little demo here as well. You can just say, send me a summary in my email each morning. And again, you really have to wonder what this type of automation and functionality right within these LLMs means for the greater digital economy, whether it's these SaaS, these software as a service applications, or just general newsletters. That's kind of what this basic task, this basic automation of content curation is replacing. For a while, there's still going to be some, I think, some arbitrage and some branding to be had. I mean, for example, could this be the eventual death of newsletters? For a while, there's still going to be some arbitrage and some branding, I think, to be had with how these newsletters are designed and how you write and edit. But again, that's only going to be for a while to some degree. I think this is kind of the transitional time that we find ourselves in, where you really have to wonder how long is it going to be and to what degree until AI is sending all the newsletters and performing all the SaaS functions and features. So essentially what this boils down to in my brain is not so much a task feature, but an automation feature of ChatGPT. It's prompt scheduling. Some of the first automation, I think, that's being built directly into ChatGPT, which is what I think is so fascinating about this task tool. And now you can imagine what that would mean for other applications like social media management, for instance, or how much it would amplify these typical tasks, these repetitive tasks, and make them more valuable when you actually have essentially an agent, but an LLM at this point, who's able to provide additional value and contextual information on every task that you have listed out. And the next step is going to be that operator agent that ChatGPT has definitely coming, and some rumors have potentially coming this year. And soon that agent will just be taking care of these tasks for you. Okay, I am definitely rambling. Sorry about that. We should still touch on a few distinct use cases for these tasks right now. Another one that I found on X as well from Karina Wen, I believe it's pronounced, linked in the show notes, and she lists out a few great examples. And all of these become incredibly more interesting with the backup of the ChatGPT or the OpenAI model that is powering it. For instance, like checking stocks, for instance, the stock prices each morning to the minute, up to date, and making incredibly contextual recommendations and reports automatically in the morning to you. Again, we mentioned social media scheduling and social media monitoring, or again, curation for social media as far as marketing focused tasks go. So again, as we discussed, this is a great way to take the things that you do with OpenAI, with ChatGPT daily, the marketing related tasks, cut here. The marketing related tasks that you have started to accomplish within ChatGPT and schedule them, automate them wherever possible. So the more time I spend talking about this, the more powerful I think it really is. Okay, a couple more use cases here. Another one, not necessarily marketing related, but education. Imagine if you were trying to learn a new language or any topic in a controlled way and at a pace that's not going to overwhelm you. You can almost build any education into these task notifications. Again, this is where existing software platforms like Duolingo have got to be a little bit worried. At least I would certainly be. Okay, another use case. You can probably build these out to be somewhat of just a project manager of sorts, a project manager on the back of ChatGPT, 4.0. Again, if you can break down a project into steps or sections of a project into 10 tasks at this point, that can be delegated to maybe different users or individuals via Slack integrations or email integrations or enterprise integrations. You have these tasks kind of acting as that project manager or project assistant that has the context of the entire project and is compartmentalizing the communication and the task delegation to these individuals. And then when you start to think about the non-business and non-marketing use cases, again, it gets pretty staggering. I mean, imagine a wellness coach, a health and wellness coach, a dietitian, a motivator just to get into habits. You got to love the timing of this task feature around the new year. Thank you, OpenAI and ChatGPT, for helping to keep us all in line for our New Year's resolutions. Okay, now let's take an actual look at the task feature here. I have gone ahead and created a task within our interface so you can get a look at how the user experience is. What I have done is I have made a task to, in fact, curate all the latest AI news, marketing, and otherwise, and just email me that at a specific time each day. So that's the route I went. Check out the demo of the task creation and task management feature in ChatGPT right now. Okay, so if you are watching along on video, you should be seeing the ChatGPT interface here. And again, in order to get to the tasks feature, you'll simply just need to change your model at the top and select GPT 4.0 with scheduled tasks. It says ask It's described as ask ChatGPT to follow up later, and it's in beta. So you'll select that model, and then you'll simply prompt it to create your task. So what I've done is created a simple task, basically a content curation task, like we mentioned just a little bit ago. And I'll go ahead and read the prompt here for anybody who's not watching along on video. It reads, each weekday at 3 p.m. Eastern, send me an email with a curated summary of the latest news in artificial intelligence. The email should include 1, the top 3 to 5 trending stories in AI from trusted sources, highlight any major breakthroughs, announcements, or product launches, include the sources whenever possible. 2, at least 1 story focused on AI and marketing, showcasing how brands or agencies are leveraging AI for campaigns, customer engagement, or content creation. 3, ensure the summary is concise but informative, providing the key insights and their potential impact. So that's the prompt there. So I went ahead and ran that, and we got this nice little send AI news summary task created. And chat has responded, got it. I'll send that every weekday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And I think I'll just ask it to send it on weekends as well. Please send the email on weekends as well. Got it. I'll include weekends as well. So we have updated our task now. Perfect. Okay, now let's look a little closer at our task. You have the 3 little buttons here if you're watching along on video where you can select edit, pause your task, or view all tasks. You can access the task management interface. If you just click on the task as well, you're going to get the information and details about that task that you can edit, the name and the instructions, the schedule, and you can see how it's basically interpreted our prompt into the format of the task as well. So the name is Send AI News Summary. The instructions are basically just exactly from our prompt with the listed steps and all of that. And then there's a schedule daily at 3 p.m. And then you have your options to pause, delete, cancel, and save, and so on and so forth. Now, let's take a look at the task management. So if you view all your tasks, you are going to get this nice panel here with all your scheduled tasks in a list. And you can edit and pause and delete them from here as well, or click into them. And it'll take you to the actual chat where you created that task, where you can then edit it further as well. Okay, so there you have a tour of the task feature in ChatGPT. Hopefully whenever you're listening to this, you have access to the feature as well, and you've already created 10 tasks, and they're already helping you optimize your daily life, your business life, or hopefully your marketing strategies. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated, and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.